Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Zayin Bechoros 7 on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing a line from our Mishnah where we learned in the Mishnah that something that comes out from a non-kosher animal, ayotzei min hatamei, that something that comes out from a non-kosher animal is itself non-kosher, is tamei, and something that comes out of a kosher animal, ayotzei min hatahor, something that comes out of a kosher animal is tahor, is kosher. So now our Gemara discusses the following case. Bo minei Rav Sheshes, so they asked Rav Sheshes the following case, what about mei raglayim shel chamor? What about the urine of a donkey? Can we imagine that the urine of a donkey, which is, we know a donkey is not kosher, is the urine that it expels from its body, is that going to be kosher? Do we say there, mahu, do we say that is also the urine of the donkey is also prohibited to eat? So Gemara says, well, why are you asking about a donkey? Tibayolahu to susimu gemoim. Why don't you ask him? Why don't you ask Rav Sheshes about the urine that comes out of horses and camels as well? Why are you limiting it to just a donkey? So the Gemara says, well, to susimu gemoim lo mibayolahu. We're not going to ask about horses and camels. The reason is dulo achiri, because they are not cloudy or murky, and so therefore lo damu l'chalav, they're not going to be similar to milk. The milk where we say that the milk that comes out from these animals is obviously going to be prohibited, but the horses and the camels maya ul maya nafuk, there is, since it's clear, we're assuming that it's not a part of the animal at all, it's clear water, and so therefore we assume it's just the water that emptied into the body, and therefore it's exiting, and since it's clear, we're going to say it's nothing, wasn't really a part of the animal at all. We're only asking about the donkey, da'achiri, because that their urine is cloudy. It's similar to the milk. And so therefore, since it's similar to the milk and that it's not clear, we might say, my, what's the law? Would we say it's like milk of an animal and therefore it's prohibited? Or would we just say that it's just whatever it drank, it's excreting, and therefore it's going to be kosher because it didn't get really absorbed into the body? And so that's the Gemara, how the Gemara analyzes it. Migufi kamimah mimtei. Do we say that it's being excreted by the body and therefore it's asire, is prohibited? O dilma maya ol maya nafuk. Or maybe we just say the camel drank water, the horse drank water, and that's what it's expelling. Mahai dachiri, and the reason why it's cloudy is havo de bisrahu. And we say that the reason why the donkey's urine is cloudy is because not that it's prohibited because it came from the animal, but because really it is just from the heat of the animal. That's why it looks cloudy, but really it's mayol mayanofik. It brought in water, and that's what it's expelling. So that's why the Gemara is only asking about the donkey, because it assumes that the urine of the horse and the camel is going to be permitted. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes' response was Tinisuha. This is actually a Mishnah, because we say Hayotzei min hatamei tamei, Hayotzei min hatahor tahor. Whatever comes from the non-kosher animal is non-kosher. Whatever comes from the kosher animal is kosher. But Rav Sheshes says mitamei, from the fact that it says, it doesn't say mitamei in one word, but it says ela min tamei. It says in two words, from the non-kosher animal, meaning to say that everything that comes out of the non-kosher animal is considered to be a min tameh, that is similar to the milk. Mahani nami, and so here too we say the urine of the donkey is similar to this matter, and therefore it's going to be considered like it's a part of the animal, and it is prohibited. So that's the first approach to this question. Ika da amri, but the Gemara says there's another version of how this discussion went, and the other version was desusimu gemolam lokami bayolahu. Not that they assume that the horse and the camel is permitted, but they weren't even asking about that. Why do shasu inche? Because nobody drinks that. Nobody ever drinks the urine of horses and camels. What do they drink? They're only asking about a donkey, because they thought there was a medicinal value to the urine of the donkey, and that when people drink it, it helped them with their jaundice. So what's the law there? Do we say that the urine of the donkey if you drink it, is considered to be like a liquid and it's prohibited or not? So says Rav Sheshes, let's cite our Mishnah, Tinisu ayotzi min hatamei tamei yotzi min hatahor tahor. Whatever comes out of the non-kosher animal is non-kosher, from the kosher animal is kosher. V'hani nami mitamei ka'asu. And this too is coming from a non-kosher animal, so therefore it's prohibited. So in this case also, not only would the donkey be prohibited, but also we would assume that he would be expanding it to the horse and the camel as well, that would also be prohibited. So the Gemara challenges this idea. How could Rav Sheshes say that everything comes out of the non-kosher animal, even if it's not being excreted from the body, whatever passes through it is prohibited. Well, if that's the case, why is honey permitted? So if that's the case, why is the honey permitted? Isn't it because, why would it be permitted? They bring it to their body, and the honey doesn't really pass through the body, it's just being transformed. So if that's the case, why is honey permitted? If we're going to say that if it's just a pass through the body, it's prohibited, then therefore honey should also be prohibited. So the Gemara says, no, honey is unique. The reason why honey is permitted is because the Torah says specifically honey is permitted, and so therefore there's a special exemption for honey. But in general, anything that passes through, even in urine form, even the donkey's urine, we're going to say is prohibited. And so this idea is a very spiritual concept that we say hayotze min tamei tamei. That is, leaving aside the honey for a moment, but we have the idea that, well, lots of times we see things and we don't know if it's okay, if this teaching is okay, or if this, or to work with somebody on this project is okay. But if the person is pros, if the person is tamei, then we have to be very, very careful. If the person is really not up to good things, we have this concept of hayotze min tamei tamei, that if somebody is involved and they're doing very bad things, then the output of their actions is going to be not good either. But on the other hand, if somebody's a good person, hayotze min tor is tor, then we can give that person the benefit of the doubt. We say whatever comes from them should be tahor, should be seen as good.